This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and being indestructible. Leave it to me to find the two best holster makers in the United States today and get them as sponsors. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, this has nothing to do with guns or gun control or anything else. This has to do with the Democrats, because the Democrats are... First of all, they accuse people that we send to Congress of being an obstructionist. Then when they try to do business as usual, which typically what it is, let's say there's going to be a bill where they say, we want to do a bill where we're going to build a wall. Now, in order to get that bill to pass, because everybody wants to have a bill that somebody starts, they will do something where they start attaching other things to this bill, like, say, funding for studies on why cows chew gum and can't look up, or something like that. And then before long, the original bill is just, you know, just, it's a tip of a spear, but the shaft of the spear is just got all this junk hanging off of it. So, in the Senate, the Democrats voted against a $1 billion plan to fund anti-Zika efforts because it does not include funding for Planned Parenthood facilities in Puerto Rico. And, you know, that sounds almost like one of those crazy, crazy riders to an insurance policy where you get paid double indemnity if the ceiling falls in on you on a Thursday when there's a full moon in the month of October. Now, the Dems don't seem to be changing their mind anytime soon. On Thursday, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tried to argue that Planned Parenthood services such as contraception are key in the fight against Zika. And I want you to understand what she just said. The minority leader said that prophylactics, the pill, IUDs, IOUs, you and me's, all that stuff would be preventative against a mosquito flying in and popping you with the Zika virus. She said on Wednesday, I grant them their position on abortion and the rest of it, but contraception, really? We're talking about mosquitoes, but we do need to talk about the birds and the bees, but do we need to talk about the birds and the bees at the same time? Well, no, because you're talking about mosquitoes. Birds and the bees are for another day. Vice President Shotgun Joe Biden said much of the same on the steps of Capitol Hill. He insisted that if Congress cares about babies, they will make sure the Zika bill includes money for Planned Parenthood. Unborn children will be fundamentally compromised by the virus, he said, reminding them that Zika can often cause microcephaly, which I don't even know what that is. What is that, Dr. John? Are you in there? What is microcephaly? House Speaker Paul Ryan knows the blame is all. It's all about the Democrats. No way is the House going to succumb to pressure to appease an abortion giant. He wrote, first of all, there's no Planned Parenthood provision in this bill, and to put an earmark for Planned Parenthood is something that we won't do. So, that will continue not being passed. And when they get out there and when something happens and Zika spreads, they'll get out there and say, well, it's the Republicans' fault. Without saying, because we wanted funding for Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico. Now then, just because I think this is funny as hell, here we have 23 celebrities who've decided to say they're going to leave the country if Trump is elected. Sort of like, this sort of sounds like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar saying that anybody who isn't informed shouldn't vote, which means the only way to be informed is to vote, you know, for Hillary. Amy Schumer told BBC Newsnight that anyone who doesn't like Hillary Clinton is uninformed. She went on to say that she would move to Spain if Trump was elected. It's beyond my comprehension. If Trump won, it's just too crazy. I couldn't care less if Amy Schumer stays in this country or not. I don't think she's funny. I think she's abrasive. She's rude. I'm not for beating women, but sometimes I might understand it. Jon Stewart. Where would he move? Another planet. He said he would consider getting in a rocket and going to another planet because clearly this planet's gone bonkers. Chelsea Handler. She would move to Spain. She said, I bought a house in another country just in case. Nev Campbell. She said, Canada. She said, his honesty is terrifying. Barry Diller. Where would he go? He doesn't say. Donald Trump doesn't follow. I'll either move out of the country or join the resistance. Lena Dunham. Where would she go? Vancouver. I know a lot of people have been threatening to do this, but I really will. Kagan Michael Key. He's part of a comedy group called Key and Peele. YouTube. Freddie Wong's used him a lot. Where would he go? Canada. It's easy. It's like 10 minutes from Detroit, and that's where I'm from. Lois Savini. She's an actress. She was in American Psycho. She would move to Nova Scotia. Al Sharpton, where would he go? He just says, out of here. I'm open to support anyone while I'm also reserving my ticket out of here if he wins. Natasha Lyonne, I don't know who she is. She's apparently in some show called Orange is the New Black. Where would she move? A mental hospital. Eddie Griffin, comedian. Where would he move? Africa. Good luck with that one, brother. You know what? I think you're a funny guy, okay? But going to Africa, it isn't like it is in the United States there, Ed. I think you know that already. Spike Lee, where would he move to? Brooklyn. Okay. Amber Rose. She would move unspecified. Samuel L. Jackson, he would move to South Africa. Cher plans to move to Jupiter. George Lopez, I guess he'd go home to Mexico. Barbara Streisand, she would move to Australia or Canada. Raven Simone, she would move to Canada. Whoopi Goldberg, where would she move? Unspecified. I don't want it to be America. Maybe it's time for me to move. Omari Hardwick, I don't know who that is. Italy. Miley Cyrus, unspecified. She says her heart would be broken into 100,000 pieces. Ruth Bader Ginsburg would move to New Zealand. Amy Schumer, like I said, she would move to Spain. Katie Hopkins, she's a British columnist. Where would she move? She's in Britain. She would move to America. I've seen Katie go up against some Islamists. It's pretty funny. I would love to see Katie come over here. All the rest of these guys, if they move, we won't notice. We won't notice, folks. Nobody will notice. Where's Jon Stewart today since he quit? Cher, where's she at? And I love Cher as an actress. We'll be right back.
would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indestructible those are. Welcoming new sponsor Primary Weapon System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Indeed, it is. Special thanks to Dr. John. He told me what microcephaly is. Am I pronouncing that right? Microcephaly. There's a variability to how severe this can be. It can cause mental retardation, cerebral palsy. I believe, what else did you say? Small head. The cerebral cortex doesn't develop, mental retardation and motor problems. And Zika, well, you know, let's not prevent that unless we can get some funding for the Puerto Rican Planned Parenthood. All right. I've been asked in the chat room for a little more information on the classified by Agency Arms, so I found you a little bit more. Now, this rifle is actually I actually have to go out now and get another sponsor, because if I had one more of these people, I would have the entire group of builders out there. This is a joint collaboration between Agency Arms, Primary Weapon Systems, Dead Air, and Bootleg Inc. Now, the thing about this rifle, this is not another flavor of the month, okay? You can look at the components and get this understanding that this is a different, I'm not going to say different, this is an exceptional rifle. Now, just like Primary Weapons, while the upper and lower sections of the gun look like they're billet, they've actually been forged, and they did a really good job with the forgings. You know, it's quite seamless. Like the Primary Weapon System rifle, all of the controls are ambidextrous. That's the bolt release, the magazine release, and the safety. The rail is the same blend of Picatinny Mod and Key Mod that are on both the Bootleg rail and maybe the Bootleg rail that's on the Primary Weapon System rifle. I have three rifles with the same rail now, and it's a great, great setup. Picatinny is intended for the more of the hard accessories like optics and lights without needing an adapter. But, you know, you don't really, you know, rails, there's only so much development that can go on with these. Putting both of these attachment systems on them, Picatinny and Key Mod, it's a pretty good idea. It has a ratcheting castle nut and a Primary Weapon System enhanced buffer tube. And it comes with a mag bull stock and pistol grip, as well as the Embus Pros. Now, if you want to look under the hood, that's where it gets a little bit better. The bolt carrier is a bootleg bolt carrier. Now, one thing about the bootleg bolt carrier, it has a switch on it, and it's adjustable. It has a flathead screw that you can switch around. And it has settings for suppressor and non-suppressor use. And if you've ever mounted a silencer on your AR without a gas-busting charging handle or gasket sealer on top of your charging handle, you will get the importance of this particular feature. The trigger is made by a company called ALG Defense, and it is believed it is the advanced combat trigger. It's very similar to mil-spec, but it's around 5 pounds, and it has no slop. It has no grittiness. Then you come to the business end, the barrel, the muzzle device. And there it has something called the pyro. And this is a break made by dead air. It's an enhanced muzzle device which uses Dead Air's Sandman Series QD attachment system and is finished in Cerakote. And the pyro redirects the muzzle blast and flash away from the shooter in low-light CQP situations. So, like, if you're laying on your side, okay, laying on your side, and you're pulling the trigger with the gun parallel to the ground, you're not blowing dirt into your face. Beneath the pyro is a slightly altered three-prong flash suppressor that's been engineered to eliminate the distinctive ping generated by muzzle devices. It's a light rifle. It comes in much lighter than you would think. Aaron Cowan, who was really the first one to shoot this rifle to any degree, and had actually shot several thousand rounds through it before he even debuted it, because he was the guy debuting it at SHOT Show earlier this year, said that the handguards do not overheat. In fact, he said the rifle could be shot without gloves the whole time. It comes with a Gray Ghost rifle case, which is very nice. It comes with some rail covers that you can bolt on. It comes with two magazines by ETS. It comes with one magazine carrier by G-Code, of all people, one of the Scorpion pouches. And it is an exceptional, exceptional rifle. I don't know why it doesn't have a forward assist. It does not have a forward assist, however, which, I don't even, during the break, I think I'm going to go look at, I just haven't noticed that on the bootleg or on the primary weapon system. I'm going to have to go look at that. This is exceptional. I think it comes in at about 6 pounds without a loaded magazine and an optic on it. It's straight out of the box, it is good to go. It is a direct impingement system. So I sort of suspect there's the upper has a lot of bootleg in it, and the lower and the upper part of it that fastens onto the rifle has a lot of primary weapon systems in it. Interesting put together here that we've got of this weapon. And we will be taking it and running it half to death. First chance we get. Yes, 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 we will. That's the agency arms classified. But, Yeah, I can't wait to get this one on the range. I cannot wait to get it out there. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, it is. Last week, there was a football game in San Francisco, California, and it was celebrating something extra special. It was an occasion meant to honor the U.S. military. And just about everyone stood in respect to these extraordinary Americans who, you know, take the stand, wear the uniform, go out there and take care of business for them. Except one. That did not stand during the display of our flag and the playing of our national anthem. And that was one of the backup quarterbacks of the San Francisco 49ers. That would be Colin Kaepernick. Now, there were also others who did not stand in that stadium at that time for that national anthem. The difference is they couldn't stand. They didn't choose not to stand. They actually would have loved to have stood. They were uniformed members of our military forces who served their country in foreign hell holes and lost limbs in this display of their love of this country and its people. And many of them had tears in their absolutely extraordinary eyes. all of them saluted our nation's flag, but not the odd-looking third-string quarterback. But there are football players, and then there are football players. Now, if you want to look back in history to find one of the great ones, then you would look no further than a cat named J.C. Watts. J.C. stands for Julius Caesar, his beloved father's first names as well. And Watts was not only a nationally acclaimed football star at the University of Oklahoma, where he was a quarterback, first string, but he later played professional football in the CFL, Canadian Football League. He'd been offered a position with the New York Jets, but it was not for the only position he wanted and excelled in, that of quarterback. J.C. Watts then moved on to become a businessman, a local elected office holder, and then a member of Congress for the 4th District of Oklahoma. J.C. Watts ran and won as a Republican, a conservative Republican, a black conservative Republican. And he ran on a very clear conservative platform. He let Oklahomans know that he favored the death penalty, endorsed school prayer, sought a balanced budget amendment, and would work for welfare reform. He opposed abortion and cuts in defense building. He was a very tough guy, quite clearly, and he was known to say about his father, Buddy Watts, "My father raised me to be a man, not a black man." A lifelong Democrat, Buddy Watts was also known to have said about blacks voting Republican, "A black man voting for Republicans makes about as much sense as a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders." Nevertheless, the senior Mr. Watts did support his son in his numerous election bids. Quite the speaker, Watts related a parable on how sometimes in life one has to start at the beginning again. He told the story of how during his years of playing professional football, a particular game played by his team, and he was the leader's quarterback, performed so horribly that the coach called everyone involved together for a necessary talk. Not a pep talk, a deadly serious talk, but he felt was vital to turn his miserable team around. Coach clearly felt it was necessary to clear all destructive habits the players were currently practicing and force new constructive activity to be utilized by the players, in effect, to go back to the beginning. The coach stepped up in front of his players and held up their inflated brown leather oval object used in all of their games and said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." They got it. Throughout his professional life, J.C. Watts wanted very much to provide black people with a choice, and so throughout his career promoted the Republican Party with black organizations. He often attended NAACP meetings and met with representatives from historically black colleges, saying most black people don't think alike. Most black people just vote alike, why is that so many people in the black community would agree with Republican issues? Why don't they vote Republican? I think that's the question we have to ask. As one of only two black representatives in Congress at the time, however, he often stressed that he represented his district, not his race. He actually declined an invitation to join the traditionally liberal Congressional Black Caucus while he served in Congress. He said, "I think the CBC and I want the same things for the black community. The difference is how we get there." After a distinguished career of 4 terms in Congress, the final 2 years of which he served as in the leadership position of chairman of the House Republican Conference, beating future Speaker of the House John Boehner for the honor, Watts did the unthinkable George Washington-like thing. He announced his retirement. He had won his last congressional race with 60% of the vote in his district in Oklahoma and had what was clearly a safe seat where he could have spent the rest of his political life. And this is exactly what most of the professional politicians, which most of the politicians actually are, in Washington do. Capture a seat in elective office and then stay there forever, suckling on the public teat. But not J.C. Watts. He said, "This business is hard on families. I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. There are other things I want to do and can do. And you have to be careful about getting on this treadmill. The strength of this business is not hanging on. The real strength is to let go." When Watts left, there was quite a reaction to that. He was so well thought of by his congressional peers which is a vicious and cynical bunch that even coming out of South Carolina here, knee-jerk liberal James Clyburn said, I hate to see him go. JC is someone who really has been quietly and forcefully doing a lot of good. Also reacting to Watts' retirement was noted civil rights leader Rosa Parks, who in 1955 famously refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. She wrote to Watts, if you can, please remain as a pioneer on the Republican side until others come to assist you. I am glad that I stayed in my seat. That particular bit of advice must have been hard to turn down. So if you want to take life advice from a football player, I can understand that. I just don't understand if you're going to listen to, some vile, strange-looking cat third stringer or Julius Caesar Watts. To me, that's a no-brainer. It's not even one of those things that is going to take a whole lot. I mean, this is a guy that was looked at by both sides of the aisle, J.C. Watts. I'm just saying. Colin Kaepernick is not a hero. He's a coward. He's a coward. If that's what he does, if that's what he's going to do, if that's his protest to not stand at the national anthem at an NFL football game in which he's making $19 million a year as a third stringer, this is a mixed race kid. Black America, you don't need him. You don't need him. I mean, I would give him to us. I would give him to us because you certainly don't need him. He's not doing you any favors. When we get back, is there actually a way to have a discussion about police violence at all? We'll be right back.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025, 808-436-5025.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Thank you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, tacticalholsters.com. There you will find the most modular holsters on the planet. Thousands of ways to set these things up. Thousands of different things to use in your tactical lineup. By the way, I went and looked. I went and looked at the bootleg build. I went and looked at the MK-116 Mod 2 from Primary Weapon System. None of these rifles have a forward assist on them. I don't know how I didn't notice that. Maybe it was just because I was so enamored of these excellent AR-15s. So now I have three rifles with no forward assists. I don't know how I'm going to live with this. Coming from the USA Today, which sort of, based upon the tone of this article, I would almost think it was coming from the Huffington Post. There's this little piece that is basically a collection of anti-cop rhetoric, quoting disproven lies, interspersed with quotes from the far left, which are, you know, not really a legitimate source, in an attempt to legitimize illegal, irresponsible behavior. Who are actually, you know, they're grown-ups. They're old enough to know better and act better. For those of you who may have been paying attention, or if you've actually bothered learning the facts of the overwhelming majority of the incidents that the left keeps throwing out when they scream police brutality, the decision to run this anti-cop propaganda by a major news outlet should bother you. Following quotation is how it opens. The image of an unarmed person of color being brutalized by police has become inescapable. For Prairie View A&M University senior Jesse Valdez, each one of those images brings overwhelming anxiety. He's seeking a professional diagnosis for post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, that means he's doctor shopping because no one has given him the diagnosis he wants. No one seeks a diagnosis, you morons. You don't seek it. You don't seek, you seek help from a doctor who diagnoses your issue. If you have an issue. Now, in this case, which I don't have any credentials at all, but I would say diagnosing this guy that he's probably spineless. According to the author, when Valdez drives past a memorial for Sandra Bland, a woman who committed suicide while in custody, this gives him severe anxiety. It sounds like Gersh Kuntzman. You know, the guy that got PTSD shooting an AR-15. He would be right now, I mean, urinating all over himself with what I got behind me. Peace continues on, jumping around in an attempt at outlining all the reasons that cops and their use of force to arrest people who are not complying are to blame for everything. So here are some of the issues brought forth. They say that police are supposed to keep us safe. People who experience or see police violence can be thrown for a loop when they expect police officers to help them. And the officers turn out to be the bad guys. This is coming from a Louisville professor that said a collective effort of police violence in African-American households tends to be empathy. Many African-American families pass down lessons about how to behave in order to avoid police violence. Valdez, who identifies as black and Hispanic, said his family taught him to be deferential to officers. The empathy that African-Americans can feel for police violence victims can be challenging for other groups, according to Williams. She attributed empathy deficiencies to America's legacy of segregation and us versus them mentalities. Members of a so-seeming out-group receive less compassion, she said. However, what are they doing in colleges now when they're putting together safe spaces? They're segregating. They're segregating. They're putting the black students in a place by themselves. Like this is the only way they can be safe. Now, without a doubt, there are incidents where the police are indeed the bad guys. There's a couple of cases of unjustified use of deadly force like Walter Scott or Charles Kinsey. And even in those cases, only one person who was shot by the cops was an actual innocent man, which was Charles Kinsey. All the other legally unjustified shootings, and there were some, but in every single other case, the person shot or injured was in fact a criminal who was actively resisting arrest. In most of the incidents that everyone constantly points to, it was the bad guy who got injured by the good guys, and in nearly all of those cases, the force used was legally justified. Problem is that too many people in society are siding with the criminals, not the victims or the neighborhoods. But, you know, here's a couple of things to break down with some of the stuff I just gave to you. I would partially agree that there may be a problem. People are empathizing with criminals based on their skin color, while completely disregarding their behavior that leads to the police contact to begin with. This contact is a cause and effect relationship. But the cause is most definitely not the skin color of the person being contacted. It's their illegal behavior. And, you know, you can't discuss the results after that. Apparently, the lessons being passed down are wrong. Becoming belligerent, argumentative, and uncooperative do not work. And it's these very behaviors that lead up to the use of force by police. Now, other than Charles Kinsey, I'd like for somebody to show me a single example of a suspect who cooperated from the start who was subject to any form of police violence. Valdez's family didn't do him any favors, and in fact, the lessons they taught him likely led to his arrest, and had they taught him to be polite and respectful, I doubt he would have ever been in this situation to begin with. And that's because the empathy that they're talking about is empathy for violent felons. And finally, in the us versus them, that's on the part of the segment of society you're claiming to represent, not on the part of the cops. In these neighborhoods where the cops go, they're not welcome. But the criminals are. And there's clear evidence of that. After every single officer involved shooting, even when the suspect was armed and shooting at the cops, the neighborhood always bemoans the loss of another good young man who was turning his life around. And you're not in an out-group because of your skin color, but because of those who you choose to support. But then they go on to a wine fest, the W-H-I-N-E fest, of those horrible cops, and says that people can get PTSD from just watching videos online of police violence. Do you understand how crazy this is? That's completely getting out of hand. That is an activity that they personally willingly choose to subject themselves to. Nobody's making them pop open a laptop and go on YouTube and pull this stuff up. No one sat them down and forced them to watch. This is not, you know, a Clockwork Orange. Have you ever played Call of Duty? I mean, these people probably play Call of Duty. Do they get PTSD from that? That's pretty realistic, too. As of September 2nd, according to The Guardian, 700 people have been killed by the cops. And African Americans had the second highest rate of victimization per million behind Native Americans. There you have a great, you know, it's a raw number taken totally out of context. And that definitely proves nothing. How many of those 700 people were innocent folks doing nothing? That's the question. How many of them were violent criminals in the act of committing a violent crime? So context does matter. Facts matter. You want to know why cops are harassing minorities more than whites? Here's why. More minorities live in low-income and ghetto neighborhoods than whites. Crime occurs more in low-income and ghetto neighborhoods than it does in higher-income or suburban neighborhoods. More crime is committed against black people by black people and other minorities than is committed by whites. That has nothing to do with skin color. And this isn't racism. This is fact. It's a socioeconomic issue. And cops spend more time where crime occurs than they do where it is not. If they are spending more time where the minorities live and the minorities commit a higher proportion of crime, it only follows that they will interact with minorities on a more frequent basis. This is not rocket science. And not all black people live in these neighborhoods. That's the other thing. That's the other part that gets left out. Not all black people are living that way. We will be back on Monday. Everybody stay safe. Have a good weekend. This has been Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.